When the U.S. space shuttle was still flying, the Johnson Space Center in Houston was a busy place. But now all the shuttles are in museums, and the Johnson Space Center has laid off hundreds of highly skilled technicians. That's a shame, according to former Johnson Space Center director George Abbey, who's now at Rice University.
Those programs and those people are gone to us, and trying to rebuild that now is going to be a real challenge.
The new director of the Johnson Space Center is former astronaut Ellen Ochoa, who is working with what is left of the U.S. human spaceflight program.
Programs do come and go. That isn't always within our control here, but we want to work as hard at what is within our control, which is making our current operational programs in human spaceflight successful.
Ochoa says the Johnson Space Center continues its role as mission control for the International Space Station while NASA develops new rockets and seeks cost-effective ways of using older technology.
We understand that we're under budget constraints. We want to make as much use of things that we already have in development.
But experts at a recent conference at Rice University said the U.S. space program is being undermined by politics. Professor Joan Johnson Freeze of the U.S. Naval War College says the 2010 proposal to visit an asteroid is an example of a goal with no plan.
It's been 3 years now. And I would suggest if that is in fact a goal that is they are serious about, there ought to be first steps taken.
The conference panel also called for more coordination between U.S. government laboratories, the Defense Department, and NASA, and for more international cooperation. Former U.S. astronaut and International Space Station Commander Leroy Chow cites successful cooperation with Russia as a guide.
I think we should expand that leadership to include countries like China. China is the only other entity right now capable of launching astronauts into space.
But cooperation with China on space endeavors has been blocked by Congress, and funding of the U.S. program is threatened by congressional budget battles. Still, Ellen Ochoa remains upbeat about NASA's future.
We're doing everything we can day by day to move exploration forward.
NASA is continuing to develop its ambitious plans, but ultimately they will depend on funding from the U.S. Congress at a time when the Congress is struggling to bring down the deficit. Greg Flakus, VOA News at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.